Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Exodus, 20th chapter, verses 8 through 11. That's Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember, it reads as such. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. I want to speak today on the topic, the Sabbath day. God stated in this fourth commandment that no one should do any work of any kind because God has made the Sabbath day as a holy day. God created everything in 6 days, but rested on the seventh day because all of his work was done. Many denominations consider Sunday as the Sabbath day, and some say that it is Saturday. I am not here today to discuss what day is your Sabbath day. God wants us to not do any work on whatever day is your Sabbath day. The word Sabbath comes from the Hebrew translation, which means to desist from exertion. In plain English, it means no physical labor of any kind. The Lord mentioned that no one should work in your house, and this includes everyone, your kids, parents, any guests. No work includes housework and yard work. There are exceptions to this commandment. You have to take care of your kids or the elderly. God knows and understands this. God also said to keep the Sabbath day holy because the Lord blessed this day of rest and set it apart from other days of the week. Now Leviticus 23:3 states, there are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord. The Sabbath day is a day of reverence set aside to worship the Lord and to be thankful. God does not want us to be distracted by doing manual labor. It is a day to assemble, to work, and acknowledge the greatness of God. It is a day to be thankful for His mercy and grace upon us all. It is His day. We try to offer sacrifices to God in many ways. We fast by giving up something that we really like, or we deny our flesh of food for a few days. We also offer our time as a sacrifice to spend more time with God. There are many other sacrifices besides the one that I just mentioned. Not working on a Sabbath day is a sacrifice as well. Excuse me. I know that not doing any work at all on a Sabbath day is new to most of us. If you think about it, what work has to be done on a Sabbath day that can't be done any other day of the week? Surely we can prepare our meals the day before, or clean the house during the week, or even wash clothes on 6 other days. Now I want to talk about another kind of work, which is the works of the flesh or ourselves trying to handle things on our own. I spoke once about faith without works is dead, taken from James 2:26. God defined the word works in that scripture to mean trust. Faith without trusting God is dead. Not trusting God and working with our own strength and knowledge is the works of the flesh. It is written that we are to come to God as a child, because a child puts his trust in his parents. A child does not try to handle things themselves, but they truly put all their faith and all their trust in their parents. God wants us to rely on him the same way. He wants us not to work to handle things on our own. God does not want us to work on the Sabbath day, and this includes the work of the flesh. Truth be told, we should try to not work in this manner every single day, but especially on the Sabbath day. It is a sin. God also wants us to rest on the Sabbath day for another reason. Did it ever occur to you that we actually need a day of rest? Did we stop to think that God, who created our bodies and minds, knows that the human body and mind needs to rest in order to function properly? Why do you think that we require sleep each day? When we sleep, our body and minds are at rest. We require daily maintenance, which is rest or sleep. Did we ever wonder why it is so important to spend quiet time with the Lord? During your quiet time, your mind and body has hit the pause button and is resting in the Lord's presence. I have fallen asleep in the presence of God because I was so comfortable. Has that ever happened to you? Now Matthew 11:28 states, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The NIV version states, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The Amplified version states, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest and will ease, relieve, and refresh your souls." God, in his infinite wisdom, wants us to simply rest for our own good and to trust him. Since mankind wasn't doing this on their own, God made the Sabbath day holy and a day where we can rest in him and not do any work of any kind. God made a promise to the Israelites. If they keep his commandments or decrees, as written in Leviticus 6:3, which states, "If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops and the trees their fruit. Your threshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting, and you will eat all the food you want and live in safety in your land." Verse 6, "I will grant peace in the land, and you will lay down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove wild beasts from your land, and the sword will not pass through your country." God has promised his people, and that includes us, that he will make us proper, give us peace in our minds and in our homes, and we will not have nothing to fear, and there will be no conflict or war in our house or in our land. We know that Leviticus was written thousands of years ago, and perhaps we need a today example which shows what happens when you keep the Sabbath day holy and cease from work or labor. From a business standpoint, well, there is a business that observes the Sabbath day. That business is Chick-fil-A. For those who may not have heard of this business, let me elaborate. You see, Chick-fil-A is a fast food restaurant that serves mostly chicken items. Unlike its competitors like McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, Arby's, and Popeyes, to name a few, Chick-fil-A is closed on the Sabbath day, which to them is Sunday. This allows all of their employees not to work on the Sabbath day. From a business standpoint,
Being closed on a Sunday when everyone else is open usually would be bad for business. Chick-fil-A can't make any money while they are closed, right?
How can they make up for losing an entire day at work when their competition is still open? Well, let me tell you something. By observing their Sabbath day, God has blessed Chick-fil-A where they make more money, more than enough money the rest of the week, that they can afford to be closed on Sunday. They have not suffered any financial result or loss as a result of being closed on Sunday. God has made sure that they will prosper in a mighty way. Chick-fil-A used to have one single lane for their drive-thru, and now they have two. The lines for the drive-thru are long, where it sometimes goes out of the parking lot onto the street. God has blessed them with a very efficient system where, although the lines are long, the wait is not long at all. I drive past a Chick-fil-A every day, and I have never seen one time when the parking lot was not full of cars and the drive-thru lanes did not have a line, no matter what time of day it was. Chick-fil-A took a financial risk by closing and observing the Sabbath day, and God has openly blessed them for the world to see. Amen? Think about it. Being closed on a Sunday when everybody, your competition's open, that's a lot of money that they could have made by being open on a Sunday, by being just like everybody else. But Chick-fil-A stepped out on faith. They said, you know what? It is God's day of rest. We're not to work. Our employees are not to work. Hallelujah. And as a result, Chick-fil-A is a blessed business. They make more than enough money during the week. They can afford to make Sunday a day of rest. In fact, their standing within the fast food restaurant business has quadrupled. They were under the radar. Now they are a force in the fast food restaurant business. Why? Because God has blessed them openly, hallelujah, for observing the Sabbath day. Imagine the many blessings, I mean many blessings, we are missing by not observing the Sabbath day. If we purpose ourselves and ask the Lord to help us observe His day, God will bless us, as He stated in Leviticus 26. And as an added bonus, our minds and our bodies will be refreshed and renewed by God on His day of rest, by resting. What also happens, we will draw near to God on His day as we make the sacrifice of not working and observing the Sabbath day. God will honor your sacrifice, saints. If we sacrifice and truly keep the Sabbath day holy by not working and in our flesh or with our bodies and minds and just taking a day off and observing God's ordinance, worshiping Him and praising Him and thanking Him for His mercy and His grace, He will bless you in ways you can't even imagine. Don't believe me? Look at Chick-fil-A as an example. God will honor our sacrifice and our commitment to keeping the fourth commandment. And we just need His help. We need to ask God to help us to observe His day. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, we thank You for this word. We thank You that You created the Sabbath day as a day of rest. Help us to rest from our manual labor. Help us to rest from our works of the flesh. And just help us to realize and recognize You as being God and observing all that You have done, all that You are doing, and all that You will do.
for you are full of mercy and full of grace. We love you. We need you. Help us to truly sacrifice our works for your day of rest, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.